there are new NCAA guidelines, and they actually directly conflict with some state laws that are already in effect or laws that are about to go in effect starting on Sunday, because Sunday is July 1. They sent a letter to all the schools this afternoon, and Stan Wilcox is the NCAA Executive Director for Regulatory Affairs. And he wrote that even if a state law allows some specific types of NIL activities, schools could be punished by the NCAA for pursuing them. So several states have passed laws that allow for fundraising groups that are legally separate yet closely partnered with the universities to start paying athletes for NIL endorsements. So let's start with Texas. Texas, which has dramatically liberalized their laws. Remember, Quinn Ewers went to Ohio. Excuse me, he went to Ohio State because Ohio State's law allowed him to get NIL money as a reclassified player. Didn't play his senior year of high school, went to Ohio State and said, all right, well, they changed that law, and now it's wide open. So in Texas, they have a law that's about to go into effect this weekend that would allow fundraising from the Longhorn Foundation, or for Texas A&M, it would be the 12th Man Foundation. And, of course, they support the athletic departments at Texas and Texas A&M, respectively, to raise money for NIL deals. And these same laws have been passed in Oklahoma and also in Arkansas. Well, the NCAA said today that schools are responsible for making sure these fundraising organizations do not pay athletes for NIL deals. So what does the new law in Texas mean? The one that goes into effect at midnight on Saturday. It's providing opportunities to fans who donate to these funds. So if you donate, you could maybe get better tickets at home games, or you might be able to get preferred access for tickets to a bowl game or a postseason game. And according to the NCAA, you can't do that. It is a violation. So now Texas and Texas A&M have to put out guidelines as to how to go about this. And Texas A&M had actually planned on giving the benefit before the summer was out, because the Texas law allows it. And he said plain and simply, he said, guess what? The state law is going to govern how we do business. He said, we'll continue to communicate with the NCAA in a variety of matters, but in terms of this, the state law will reign. And now you're going to have a line drawn in the sand. Wilcox said that boosters, including collectives, are not allowed to meet with recruits to discuss potential NIL opportunities in order to encourage them to attend a particular school. NIL deals can't include clauses that require an athlete to attend a particular school or live in a particular geographic area. And finally, event sponsors cannot pay an NIL collective, which in turn then pays athletes as part of a contract for a team to participate in an event. Some schools, for example, have signed contracts with midseason basketball tournaments that include a promise from the tournament organizer to donate thousands of dollars to the collective group associated with the school. And believe me, football game sponsors have been looking to do the same thing, so it's not, that's not out of the realm. But this is what's going on right now. What a mess. It's a mess. And it's a mess in part because the NCAA would not take a stand on it. They fear litigation so much. Now, I don't blame them for fearing litigation, because the NCAA is O for life in litigation. everyone always discusses, and of course, there's going to be several Supreme Court rulings coming down here in the next couple of days because the end of the Supreme Court term is coming up at the end of the week. And you're going to see a lot of 5-4, maybe 6-3 votes. What does it tell you that when the NCAA finally had a court case there, it was 9-0? When it comes to this stuff, they're just not very good at it. You have to give the NCAA credit. They are the only ones that can unite Elena Kagan, Amy Coney Barrett, Samuel Alito, and Sonia Sotomayor. You have to give them credit. No, I mean, nobody else has the ability to do that. I'm impressed.